From the vibrant soul of Sherrianna Boyle comes Just Ask Spirit, a show that reflects Sherrianna's passion to get this world feeling again. Her belief, emotions are the gateway to the soul. Sherrianna and her guest lineup of authors, healers, educators, and visionaries cover a variety of topics related to mental health and spirituality. Each week, Sherrianna and her team of experts share remarkable insights about life, spirit, manifesting, and more.
The Emotional Detox for Unshakable Inner Peace Weekend Retreat is happening June 28th through the 30th, 2024. It only happens once a year at the breathtaking Kripalu Yoga and Health Center. Join me, Sherrianna Boyle, and best-selling author Shannon Kaiser, and our special guest, DJ Mantra, for this unforgettable weekend retreat. Visit sherriannaboyle.com. to learn more. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Just Ask Spirit. I'm Sherrianna Boyle. I'm your host. I'm so happy that you're here. We're going to have a very happy discussion about money today. Yes, happy discussion about money. Not an upset one, not a sad one, not a frustrating one, but a very happy and spiritual conversation about money. And to assist me today, I have a very popular, influential teacher and author I'm going to be introducing you to in just a moment. His name is Ken Honda. If you haven't heard from him, I highly suggest you stick around and listen to this show because he is really making some waves out there in the world of really having a different perspective, a refreshing perspective around money. If you're new to me and my work, I'm the author of 10, soon to be 11 books. I'm most known for my work as an emotional detox coach and my emotional detox book series. And within that series, I developed a system called Cleanse. And that's a mindful system for teaching people how to process their emotions, the benefits of that. And there's so many different variations, including how to connect to spirit through emotional processing. So I have a lot to offer. You can go on over to sherriannaboyle.com. There you're going to check out my books. And I do hope that you grabbed your free gift by now. It's right there on my homepage at sherriannaboyle.com. And I really hope that you take a moment to receive that gift. In addition, the Just Ask Spirit Marketplace, that's also at sherriannaboyle.com. And those are people that sponsored the show. We have some goodies there. I hope that you check out some authors and courses and all sorts of good stuff. So again, one stop, it's sherriannaboyle.com. So grateful that you are here, that you're open and willing and ready to hear a more uplifting discussion about money and not just a change in attitude, but really going to give you some strategies. And we're going to help you shift your mindset and have a whole new relationship, really, a relationship with the energy of money. Because when we talk about spirit, when we talk about emotions, when we talk about connection, the divine, all of that, we're talking about energy. And the better we get at energy, the better we're going to be at anything, creating anything in our life, manifesting anything in our lives. So I'm looking forward to this discussion just as much as you are, and I'll be right back after the break.
From the vibrant soul of Sherrianna Boyle comes Just Ask Spirit on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network every Monday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Just Ask Spirit is a show that reflects Sherrianna's passion to get this world feeling again. Her belief, emotions are the gateway to the soul. Sherrianna and her lineup of best-selling authors, healers, and visionaries cover a variety of topics related to mental health and spirituality. Don't miss Sherrianna's remarkable insights from the divine at the end of every show.
Calling all authors. Have you been considering an audiobook? Well, look no further. Come take advantage of Dream Vision 7 Radio Network's unique in-house audiobook production, which includes benefits and bonuses from our radio station. Let our knowledgeable staff guide you to create the audiobook you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank. Check out our full one-stop service from A to Z, including the ACX process. Schedule a free consultation by calling 508-226-1723. That's 508-226-1723. Or go to dreamvision7radio.com.
Sherrianna Boyle is all about empowering you. Her life has centered around mindful approaches to healing the mind and body. Her main belief, your emotions matter, processing them matters more. As a special and adjunct psychology professor, she is the author of 10 books that can help empower lives. From her new book on manifesting, Energy in Action, Emotional Detox, Emotional Detox Now, The Four Gifts of Anxiety, Mantras Made Easy, to the Conscious Parenting Guide to Childhood Anxiety, there is certainly a book there for you. Find yours at SherriannaBoyle.com.
Ever wonder what it's like to have your own radio show? Well, wonder no longer, because you can dip into the radio airwaves by being host for the day on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network. It's a fabulous way to get your radio feet wet. It's an opportunity to market your business, modality, or book. Have a guest, mention a sponsor, and take callers. Or you may want to facilitate a lesson by going solo. It's up to you. Listeners can be online, mobile, in cars with Bluetooth, or listen through Amazon's Echo by asking, Alexa, play Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. For more details, go to dreamvision7radio.com and click on Host for the Day.
Imagine if you had a daily practice for processing your emotions that could help you get through past and present challenges. Well, now you do. My new book, Emotional Detox Now, 135 self-guided practices to renew your mind, heart, and spirit is out in the world. It includes my signature cleanse system, a mindful practice to help you clear all those toxic reactions so you can begin to feel joy, peace, and ease again. Grab your copy today at SherriannaBoyle.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Ken Honda, welcome to Just Ask Spirit.
Thank you so much. I can call you Sherrianna.
Sherrianna. Sherry works. Yeah, Sherrianna, you got it.
Okay. Yeah. I practiced your name a few times before the show.
Oh, so. You're very sweet.
So honored. Thank you so
much.
Oh, for
I feel so honored. You know, a funny story, Ken. I get a lot of books in the mail because people mail them to me and they when they want to be on the show and this and that. And so I grabbed something in the mail. And my daughter said, Mom, that has my name on it. That's for me. And I said, Oh, yeah. Okay, this is yours. So I open it up and guess whose book it is?
I have no idea.
Your book.
And
my daughter Megan ordered it. And I was like, Meg, did you know I'm having him on the show?
Wow.
And she's like, you are? And I said, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if she telepathically kind of picked up the energy in the house or something, but she just decided to order it.
Thank you.
So you have a little fan here. So anyway, I have her book right here in front of me. Oh. I want to give you a proper introduction.
Yes,
audience, this is Ken Honda, best-selling author of self-development books in Japan, where he has sold, get this audience, more than 7 million copies since 2001. Mm-hmm. While his financial expertise comes from owning and managing several businesses, his writing bridges the topics of finance and self-help, focusing on creating and generating personal wealth and happiness through deeper self-honesty. He is the first person from Japan to be voted into the Transformational Leadership Council. Congratulations on that. What an honor. Fluent in Japanese and English, he has lived in Boston. And currently, audience, we are speaking to Ken from Japan. So we're pre-recording this so we can line ourselves up properly. And so this is just such an honor for me that you took the time to come on Just Ask Spirit.
Thank you so much, Sharon. I feel so happy and invited to your show. So I'm I'm excited to share what I know, or just this chat is giving me so much joy. So thank you for doing this with me.
Oh, you're so welcome. Well, we want to know whatever you're willing to share. I love the title of your book, Happy Money, and it really is making peace with your money. So maybe we can start there. Tell us about, well, how did you get into this? I mean, I know you have a finance background, but where was the connect here with making peace?
Yes. Thank you for asking. To make a very short version, you know, because about my life, I've written a few books, and my father was a very unique man who he was a tax accountant, one of the most successful tax accountant in town. And he started teaching me about money since I was a little kid. But because of what happened, he went into depression in my early teens, and we were just a musical family. My father, the hero, was Elvis Presley. You know, I remember it was so noisy. I was the one who had to apologize to my neighbor, sorry about my father's guitar. You know, and then he was wearing always a white suits. So he can be Elvis Presley of Japan. He was serious about that, by the way.
Really? So, did he have a good voice?
Yes, he did. And my daughter is a singer. So definitely, you know, it skipped me, but, you know, runs in the genes. So we are a musical family and we are very happy. But after he got depressed, you know, even though we had money, we didn't have laughter anymore. And I, as a small child, I wonder what happened to him. And so I set off for a journey to heal my father and just solve the mystery of money. That's how I got into learning about money, so my family would be safe in the future. And then as I just was studying about money, I realized that there are two kinds of people. It doesn't really matter how much money they have or how much money they make. There are happy people and there are unhappy people. And I wonder why their life is that way. And I paid close attention to what's going on in their life. And I discovered that the way that they relate to money is a key to happiness. So one group of people who have happiness and laughter all the time, they have a good relationship. So they have no money stress. You know, some people are wealthy, others are not, but their relationship is good. You know, their family relationship is good. The relationship with their friends are good. You know, they manage their life in a happy way. But there are those who just suffer from money-related stress. Wealthy people worry about the rising price of the jet fuel. As much as we, you know, regular people worry about the price of the gas for cars and food and other things are just skyrocketing in prices. So people who complain about money, just scold our kids about money, we get yelled at by our partner, or we have trouble with the clients and customers or business associates around money, those people are unhappy. And when I look at the flow of money in their life, there are two kinds, happy money flow and unhappy money flow. That's why I got the vision for writing this book.
Interesting. So if you don't mind, I'll go back to your dad for a moment. So he got depressed and was he, would it affect the income in the home? Is that what made you say, I want to start to find out more about this because we're not happy anymore? There was joy in the home. There was laughter. Sounds like he was fulfilling his dreams. He had some dreams and he loved to sing and aspirations. Gets depressed, and then are you taking over as sort of the making sure everybody's financially okay? Is that what made you research?
Thank you so much for asking. I got very interesting discovery. Even though my father was depressed, he took care of the money part okay. No, he became the business owner and investor. So he was financially independent. So we didn't have to worry about, you know, day-to-day money because he made enough. And then he made sure that our family is safe with money. So he was a good businessman. He taught me the difference between the workers and the business owners and the mentality as an investor. That's why I could be successful myself, and I could retire at the age 29 for my baby girl. So I retired for 4 years doing nothing, just changing diapers. And then 3 years into semi-retirement, I got this vision to write. That's 20 years ago. And then I started writing a few pages of essays on happiness and money. And I started giving away to my friends. My friends loved my readings, and you know, they're good friends. They said, wow, Ken, this is amazing. You should have friends like that if you want to be an author. And then I started stapling them and just started giving them away. And I ended up printing 3,000 copies of my little booklets, which was a mistake by order. The printer guy said, the cost of printing gets down dramatically if you print 3,000 instead of 1,000. And I said, okay. He didn't tell me how many boxes. So, you know, there was a funny misunderstanding.
Sure. And,
you know, my wife found out that we got boxes in our house. I said, you know, I'll get rid of these boxes in 6 months. And she said with a smile, you know, I'll give you 3 months. Either you out or boxes out, you know.
Interesting. So you learned a lot from your dad about how to sort of have that financial freedom is what I'm hearing, so that you could stay home and help raise your daughter. And you were sort of in the semi-retirement. And then all of a sudden you get some inspiration. Is that, and start writing down what you're learning. And when you're studying about money, because here you are in Japan, I'm in the United States. I'm curious to know, when you say there's happy, unhappy, did you look at cross-culturally at this? What did you discover there?
Yes. And I wrote a book about my trip in the United States when I was 19. That's why I first visited Boston. I was selected as a volunteer group, a student, and then I spent entire 1 year in North America, depending on people's generosity. So that was my experiment as well. Without spending money, how long can you live? So American people were very generous, still are. So they just let me stay with them, and just they fed me. And also they found places for me when I wanted to travel to the next town. So I depended on strangers' generosity 100%. You know, that's why I'm not worried about my money or future, because I know there are enough generous people out there who would help me. So I still appreciate American people, and I love American people for being so generous and kind and willing to share extra food, extra plates, extra, you know, bed for a total stranger. Probably not anymore because it's because of the security reasons, but more than 30 years ago, 36.
Okay, I was wondering, so this is over 30 years ago, and this is after you took a sort of a semi-retirement?
No, that's when I was in college.
So okay, so you're putting all these pieces together as you're coming up with happy money.
Yes. So
gotcha.
So instead of just depending on money, I just strongly believe you should depend on your friends and strangers for support. So instead of having $1 million in a bank account, you should depend on 50 friends. And because if you lose everything, you can start visiting your friend number one and ask him or her to let you stay for 1 week do the second frame with the second week, and there are only 50 weeks in a year. So after about a year, you can come back to your friend number one and say, how are you doing? You know, it's been a year. Can I stay with you for another week? So if you have more than 50 friends, you can keep doing it. So you're financially free.
This is amazing. I just love this. So Ken, what if you don't have 50 friends? I mean, what if you have two friends, mm-hmm. Ken?
Yes. So, you know, a lot of people ask me, like, what about this? You know, they want to challenge me, you know.
Yeah.
You have to be creative. If I have 10 friends, I'll ask them to let me stay for 1 month. The same thing, right? If you have 10 friends, I ask them to just let me stay for 6 months. And then if it's 6 months or too long, I'll ask them to let me stay for one month. And during the month, I'll find another friend who is generous enough to let me stay for, you know, 1 month. And people say, like, I cannot find any friends. You know, do something in the chore. When I was 19, I found ways so I'd be such a nice guest. So wherever I went, they said, you are the best house guest ever in my family for, you know, family history for 35 years. Because I did the cleaning, I did the chores, I changed the light bulbs, I cleaned the toilet, bathroom. It was for my courtesy, paying back to the owner of the house. So
makes a lot of sense. So you're not just camping out on the couch, yes, saying, what's for dinner? You are contributing to the household and showing your love and appreciation for the generosity. Wow.
Yes. So a lot of people beg me to stay another week because they're, you know, they're feeling in love with me. So, you know, because I cleaned the dishes so beautifully, organize the kitchen, organize a, you know, fridge, everything is so clean. So one host was crying, you know, without you, our house will be a mess, you know.
And, so now are you just, this wasn't an experiment at this point because you weren't writing about it, but you were, uh-huh, were you just traveling and just wanting to, yes, see the world? Yes. Okay.
Because, you know, if my host doesn't like me, I'll be homeless. So I was serious about, you know, getting things and doing things right. So the host would love me. But
I love this. So depend on your friends, not money.
Yes. And also, right now, if I just, I always kind of fantasize my bankruptcy. Because if I, you know, I don't have any debt. So it's realistically, it's hard for me to do that. But even if I just go bankrupt, I'll come up with 10 different ways to come back to where I am now. So I, as a writer, I can write The Joy of Bankruptcy. You know, I can do a seminar of 8 steps to recover from bankruptcy, you know, like The Joy of No Money, stuff like that. And then I can sell millions of copies and then I can come back right in. Or like I can be a palm reader. I'm very good, you know, the prophet or whatever that is, you know. I'll come up with something to support people. I can be a coach. I can be a counselor. I can be a janitor. I'll do anything, you know, for the person in front of you. So if you have this mentality, somebody will be nice enough to hire you or just keep you as a house guest. So even though you don't get paid, you have the food and the warm place to sleep on the couch or in the bed. So you kind of like grade up, you know, if your service is good.
So what I hear you saying is that there is a level of creativity to this, being innovative, being mm-hmm. playful, and mm-hmm. seeing everything as an opportunity to perhaps make money. I mean, you, like you said, if I went bankrupt, then I would write The Joy of Bankruptcy. And then, so kind of looking at it, kind of spinning it and saying, oh, okay, well, at least now I know I can write about this and I can truly be, because I was there and I climbed my way out and then I can help people and share that.
Yes. So my point is that you don't have to worry about money. Money is just energy to support you. Money will not hurt you, and money will not just give you bad dreams. It's a fear inside you that does all the bad thing. So just face your fear and embrace it. You know, don't try to get rid of it because you cannot. Live with the fear and turn that into excitement, because we have an option of looking at the miserable future or beautiful future. As a human being, we tend to be negative. You know, that's in our gene, and I think the psychology system. I feel I'm teaching about Buddhism to Buddha, but you know, because you're an expert in emotions. So negative emotions can be turned into happy, positive emotions if you know how. So instead of just focusing on just worrying or getting stressed out, just enjoy the negative energy, because it will help you boost your life.
I love that. So Ken, I'm a very, very part-time adjunct psychology professor. Something that I see quite often, not just in my students, but also in clients, people that are in positions where they're earning their way up. Right? So they're a nurse, or they've worked in a school system for a long time, and there's like this light of retirement. They're burnt out, and yet they're like, well, I only have this many more years left. If I can just make it to here, then I can be free. What would you say to those individuals?
That sounds great. You know, if you have a few more years and you can be free, that's a fun way of looking at life. Mm-hmm. And also, like, you can do whatever you want. You know, you don't have to wait four more years. You know, the reason why I decided to retire at the age 29 for a few years is that I ask everybody around me. I ask people in the 30s and 40s and 50s and 60s. And I asked them one question: what would you regret most when your child is small? I wish I did this. Can you tell me? And I was expecting like 10 or 20 different answers, and then I'll pick one. But amazingly, all the people said very similar thing, which is, I wish I spent more time with my kids when they were small. But in your 20s and 30s or 40s, your life is busy, you know. Yeah. There's millions of things that you have to do. So it would be such a luxury to spend that quality years with your child, which I did. So,
and how old is your child now?
She's 25 now.
Oh, okay. I have a 24-year-old. That's my oldest. So
okay, you're the parent for that.
Well, so do you.
Yeah.
And I remember the hustle, you know, learning how to, I flipped my life, you know, I worked in the school system, and then I decided that I was going to just teach parent education and worked at night I could be home. So a lot of people go through that, think, okay, well, when can I work? Because somebody's, you know, I really wanted to be home with the girls.
Yes.
So I flipped it, and you think it's going to be forever, but it's not. Like what you said, and just got out and helped people at night with parent education and kind of kept my foot in the door. And you just get creative like that. I mean, it doesn't mean it will be forever, but these are such great tips that you're giving us here. And you're right. What, if you look back, what would you say? It's an interesting thing to ask yourself at any point in your life.
Yeah, so my friend and I had a chat about this, you know, when he heard about my potential retirement for, then I thought for a few months or a year. And he said, if you retire, you lose the income for a few years, right? Or just imagine that I'd just have some time off. I'll lose $1 million. And he said, so like, are you going to lose $1 million for your baby girl? And then he meant that's too expensive, or like that's a waste of money. But for me, I said, yeah, I'm happy to have, you know, pay $1 million for my quality time for the baby, because you cannot buy back. But money is something you can earn back later, but the time, you cannot do that. Mm-hmm. So I heard his comment this way. So I may not have $1 million, for example, I can earn $1 million along the way of my career. So if I can make $1 million extra money, I get to spend a beautiful time with my daughter. Mm-hmm. Would I want to do it? The answer is yes, in 2 seconds. So my wife and I decided to just have some time off, which was the most beautiful 4 years of my life. You know, my life is so beautiful now, but, you know, lots of sound, sometimes noise, you know. A lot of people want to do something, or I want to do something. But sure. The very serene, no sound, 4 years, just only three of us, plus a housekeeper. But it was so beautiful. So I'd recommend, if you have some extra money, to have 3 months off or six mm-hmm. months off, or it could be a year. And then we are so busy, so we cannot put the most important things first in our life. And I think Japanese American, we are too busy. You know, like if you spend a few months in Europe or other places, people are living in such a relaxed manner. You know, and especially Japan, we are too busy. So that's why I'm just encouraging people to have more time with the family, for yourself, enjoy life. So I'm a rebel. You
know, and not to worry so much about money.
Yes, because money is something that comes along if you live right. I mean, if you live happily and just helping other people, money will be there.
Hmm. This is beautiful. Ken Honda, we have to take a quick break. If you're just joining us on the radio, I am speaking with Ken Honda, and he's the author of Happy Money, beautiful, yellow, bright, and cheery book, The Japanese Art of Making Peace with Your Money. I already feel more peaceful, I have to tell you. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hang in there.
From the vibrant soul of Sherrianna Boyle comes Just Ask Spirit on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network every Monday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Just Ask Spirit is a show that reflects Sherrianna's passion to get this world feeling again. Her belief, emotions are the gateway to the soul. Sherrianna and her lineup of best-selling authors, healers, and visionaries cover a variety of topics related to mental health and spirituality. Don't miss Sherrianna's remarkable insights from the divine at the end of every show.
Sherrianna Boyle is all about empowering you. Her life has centered around mindful approaches to healing the mind and body. Her main belief, your emotions matter, processing them matters more. As a special and adjunct psychology professor, she is the author of 10 books that can help empower lives. From her new book on manifesting, Energy in Action, Emotional Detox, Emotional Detox Now, The Four Gifts of Anxiety, Mantras Made Easy, to the Conscious Parenting Guide to Childhood Anxiety, there is certainly a book there for you. Find yours at SherriannaBoyle.com.
Ever wonder what it's like to have your own radio show? Well, wonder no longer, because you can dip into the radio airwaves by being host for the day on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. It's a fabulous way to get your radio feet wet. It's an opportunity to market your business, modality, or book. Have a guest, mention a sponsor, and take callers. Or you may want to facilitate a lesson by going solo. It's up to you. Listeners can be online, mobile, in cars with Bluetooth, or listen through Amazon's Echo by asking, Alexa, play Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. For more details, go to dreamvision7radio.com and click on Host for the Day.
Imagine if you had a daily practice for processing your emotions that could help you get through past and present challenges. Well, now you do. My new book, Emotional Detox Now, 135 self-guided practices to renew your mind, heart, and spirit, is out in the world. It includes my signature cleanse system, a mindful practice to help you clear all those toxic reactions so you can begin to feel joy, peace, and ease again. Grab your copy today at SherriannaBoyle.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back to Just Ask Spirit. Today, we're talking about happy money. Well, more importantly, we're talking about how to make peace with money. And I have Ken Honda here, a very influential, popular teacher, started in Japan. Your books are, people are reading them. My daughter's reading your book. I'm reading your book. It's just such a wonderful way. It's just, I can already feel the calm coming in. Like we're all getting very, we get very inflated about money. You're very different, Ken.
Am I? I don't know, because I'm me.
Well, the messaging. And perhaps it's just, I just see like social media glimpse, you know, little clips here and there. But there's always like, and I think I've heard you talk about this as well, in terms of spending, in terms of being concerned that people overspending. I mean, it's so easy to spend money now. You just go on Amazon and click and your order is done. Do you want to talk a little bit about that? Do you feel that that is something else we ought to be thinking of? I mean, or is that just going to make us worried about money again?
So there are many different personality types that I wrote in the book. And if you want to figure out your personality type, you can just come to my website and just, you know, we can check it for free. There are many personality types. There are the spenders. There are the gamblers. There are money makers. There are the savers. There are the warriors. And the there are the money indifferent type. You know, one time I was helping the family to file inheritance taxes, and the father passed away. He was a business owner. So the mom and three kids are in the room. So the first one is like a Wall Street type of guy, short hair, you know, nice suit. And the second one is the daughter who was wearing a Gap, very simple, and not many accessories. And the third one is a hippie. You know, he looks like long hair and pierced ears and tattoos and very, very hippie vibration. And like, oh, wait a minute. They were born and brought up in the same household. But look at them. They're so different. And I realized that even your siblings are born and brought up in the same house by the same parent. But the way you live and think are totally different. Some of your siblings love spending, love going to parties, love learning new things. You know, they are in the flow of doing more, enjoying more, experiencing more, where other siblings could be savers. And they stay at home, they cook at home, they eat organic, you know, pick up the veggie from the garden. They don't go out, they don't go on a trip, and they don't buy things. You know, they're very simple. And I'm not judging anybody by a certain way. And some are gamblers, some are just investors, some just keep busy with the money, and some worry about money. And they're the combinations. You know, it's not only one type. You could be a gambler and warrior. You can be a saver and warrior. Depending on the combination of your personality types, your life would look very different. And the comedy and the tragedy of life is that the different, totally different money personality types people get married. You know, for example, saver person and spender person, or like a spender person, a money maker person get married, because saver person or money maker type, they don't know how to enjoy life. Whereas spender type people know. They know how to dress. They know all the expensive restaurants. They know where to go. They know where to shop. And for the saver or moneymaker type, for them, this spender type, they look very attractive. Wow, you know, with her or with him, my life will be heaven, a lot of fun. And for the spender perspective, saver type or the money maker type looks like an angel to you, because you could get to keep spending more if you married to money,
safety.
Right? Yes. So, but after a few years, I used to do a lot of money counseling. After 5 years of marriage, look what happens. And the moneymaker type thinks, like, if I stay married to this woman or this man, I would go bankrupt, because she is interested in just my money and just she loves spending, you know. And from this spender's perspective, I just married the most boring guy, you know, or woman. They are only interested in saving. They're only interested in making money. And then both said, I need a divorce. That's why all the marriages fall apart. So my advice is so different to a different personality type. As you said, you know, it's so easy to spend money. That's so true. But spender types are just enjoying other people's marketing plan. You know, they get hooked so easily.
Yes, interesting. So what do you say? I mean, if somebody's listening right now and they're like, okay, that's my relationship.
Yes.
One of us is saving and one of us is spending and it drives me crazy. Prefer not to get divorced over it. What do you say?
So the thing is, there's no right answer. For a couple, the saver type and the moneymaker type, they both have good points. For spender type, you have to start saving, or you have to start making money. In other words, you have to start contributing other people. You have to start helping people instead of consuming. And the money maker type or the saver type, they have to start enjoying life with the money you earned, you know, because you're so preoccupied with work and saving. It's out of fear. So just go to the source of your life. The reason why spenders spend money is that they want to feel control, because they were so worried about money when they were small. You were scolded about money by parents. So you want to spend money to feel powerful. My life is fun. This is how I feel like I'm living my life, by going on an expensive exotic tour, in a trip, or just buying nice clothes and all that. So you have to understand both are right. And the right answer is in between both of you. So you have to start appreciating one another. You know, maybe I should start spending more. And maybe I should start being serious about life. So I should plan things before spending. So the spender's type, my mantra for you is, if I don't buy this today, am I going to die tomorrow? And usually you're not going to die tomorrow if you don't buy the next shirt or the newest iPhones and whatever you want to buy. So, and if you have enough money saved up, then you can start spending, but you have to wait one more month. So wait extra week, wait extra month, and then your finance will be fine. And for the spender, for the saver type or the money maker type, you have to start enjoying life by spending money, which is hard. You know, I know. I gave one time a homework to this money maker type, just withdraw $1,000 today and then spend it for nothing. Don't buy books. Don't just sign up for online courses to study. Don't buy things for investment. Just waste your money, you know. So you'll regret.
You actually gave that an assignment to someone.
Yes.
And what is the intention behind that assignment that you're giving? What's happening in your mind? You're getting them to let go of the fear. You're getting them to let go of control.
Everything. The reason why they cannot spend money is, first of all, fear. The second, there's no habit of spending money. And so for a spender type of person, if I say, withdraw $1,000 and spend it, like, oh, that's easy. You know, she or he would do it like in a matter of hours. But for that guy, my client, He came back about a month later, and then he said, looked very puzzled. Ken, I thought it's such a simple assignment, but I couldn't. You know, I cannot gamble away my money with like a slot machine, for example. And then I might want to buy books so I can be better. I may want to learn something. I may want to take up my, friends. And I couldn't come up with any ways to waste money. So he realized that he was always thinking cost-effective ways. He's always thinking to invest in him. He is always thinking how to make this money work. So,
and what you're saying is that was actually holding him back.
Yes. So just waste your money. Those people cannot waste even a dollar. So in terms of energy, there's no flow. So you have to put the hole in that person's system, let the energy flow. So think about it. It's like I always talk about health and relationship with money. If you are save, and don't spend money, you're in this condition of not going to a bathroom for 3 days. Because you want to keep all the food you ate, and I don't want to go to the bathroom. I don't want to release it.
Interesting. Oh, that's a good analogy.
Yes.
I got that one. So there needs to be a flow.
Yes.
An exchange. What's coming up in my mind is here in the United States, and you can share a little bit about Japan, a lot of adult children are living with their parents because of the housing market.
Right.
And so I'm curious what your thoughts are about that, because it is sort of changing the dynamics, because the old thinking was you help your kids get a college degree, they get a job, they go off, they do their thing. But now it's shifting so that people are living together longer, which means there needs to be some contribution. And even though there, and so you have to sort of transition from, oh, you're my kid, to, oh, we're adults living together and under the same roof. I'm just curious what you, in terms of flow, what would you say to that?
You know, I think for North American people, it's a great thing, because finally, all the lost ties and bonding are back. You know, not necessarily you welcomed it, you're forced to have it, but it's great. Yeah. It's great your family can be bonding, you know, and then you can do a lot of family healing too. So I think it's a beautiful thing. Like, think about it. If your kids are financially free and do whatever they want, and then you never see each other again. You know, sometimes you don't see each other for a few years. It used to be very common in North America, right?
Yeah. Well, because then they get jobs and then they get busy. And then all of a sudden the family vacations, nobody can get on the same schedule anymore.
Right.
So.
So welcome. Welcome to the deep bonding, you know, like it or not. That's how you have to live. And it's, you know, there's always good and bad in both sides. So my teaching is very Zen. So I ask you more questions than I give you answers. So there's no right answer. You have to come up with it. What is the right way? So maybe there will be some time. Thank you, Mom, or thank you, Dad, you know, for just providing me for my shelter for extra long years. But I think it's time to go, you know. So like, nesting time is longer now. So
yes, it is.
That's what it is. It used to be like 7 years, it could be like 18 years. Now you need to nest them for 30 years. So
yes, interesting. So what would you say, or what do you say to your 25-year-old about money?
So I've told her about money for all her life. You know, she asked me many questions. So she understands money, and she understands that she gets supported by her fans. You know, she's a musician. Her name is Stella Venus. She started her career as a professional singer last year, and she's doing very beautifully. And so she understands relationships is really the key. the fans who support her to her concert every time. You know, there are people who just keeps coming. So just honoring the relationships and following your heart is really the key. So once again, there's no right answer. So you have to find your own answer with money. But you have to transform your relationship first, and then you can have a good distance with money. So after that, you can follow your heart. So my national, one of the best sellers in Japan is, do what you love and make sure money follows you. A lot of people do the first half, but they forget the second half.
Oh, say that again. So that's an act, one of your other books?
Yeah, that's in Japanese. I need to translate many of them now. You know,
so it's do what you love and the money will follow you?
No. Is that what? No. Make sure that money follows you.
Okay, make sure money follows you.
Yeah, there is an international best-selling title, Do What You Love and Money Will Follow. And I thought it's not necessarily true. So you have to have a system set up. So you get supported by people. You know, and the reason why I became financially free, I mean, I was already financially free before, but the reason why I'm financially free is that I get supported by thousands of people. And then when I publish my books, say my latest book was last in October, and it's been 4 months, and we sold about 30,000 copies. And the other books kept selling, so I usually sell about 500,000 copies a year. So my book sales are now around 9 million copies, you know, now.
Wow.
So you get support. You get supported by enough people, they yes. just raise you up.
Yeah. This has been really a delightful conversation. I feel like there's just such a shift. I can see why your books have done so incredibly well. This really resonates and lands very nicely on the system. And it feels more human, honestly. Mm-hmm. It feels more connection, and mm-hmm. you can see how easily we can get swept up. Yes. So it's so nice to know that you're a resource to ground and center. And that's, I can see why you're called the Zen, best-selling Zen millionaire.
Yes. Thank you. So whatever happens, don't judge it. A lot of us want to wish that only the good things happen to me. No, it doesn't happen. It doesn't work that way. Good thing, bad thing keeps coming. You know, so don't get busy judging. Is this good? Is this bad? Just embrace both. And then if you find true peace with whatever happens to your life, you're in heaven.
Absolutely. Wow. Ken Honda, you are a delight. Again, everyone, his book is called Happy Money, The Japanese Art of Making Peace with Your Money. Thank you so much. Such an honor and pleasure to have you on. Oh, thank you. And just us here.
Sending lots of happy money to you.
Happy money, everybody. Happy money. We're just throwing money everywhere right now. Everybody enjoy the energy of money in the air.
Yes. Just makes you happy.
Yes, take it in. So thank you so much. And thank you, listeners, for tuning into Just Ask Spirit. And remember, your emotions matter. Processing them matters more. Take care, everyone. Thanks, Ken.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. Join Sherrianna next time to continue this remarkable journey of discovering the amazing power of your emotions. Reach out to Sherrianna directly on sherriannaboyle.com. Share your comments and ask your Just Ask Spirit questions. Until next time, remember, your emotions matter. Processing them matters more.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.